To God be the glory. Kindly open your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 22, beginning with verse 66, and Luke, chapter 23, verses 1 to 25. Luke 22, beginning with verse 66. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. If you are the Messiah, they said, tell us. Jesus answered, if I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God. They all asked, are you then the Son of God? He replied, you say that I am. Then they said, why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips. Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, we have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be the Messiah, a king. So Pilate asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? You have said so. Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, I find no basis for a charge against this man. But they insisted. He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. He started in Galilee and has come all the way here. On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had been wanting to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform a sign of some sort. He plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the leaders, the teachers of the law, were standing there, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him. Dressing him in an elegant robe, they sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pilate became friends because they had been enemies. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people and said to them, you brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us, as you can see. He has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him. But the whole crowd shouted, away with this man. Release Barabbas to us. Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, crucify him, crucify him. For the third time, he spoke to them. Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him. But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. May God bless us upon the reading of his words. Why do you think the Jewish authorities, the chief priests, and those in the temple wanted to remove Jesus from the face of the earth? What has he done? What were they afraid of? They gave money to Judas Iscariot so that he would betray Jesus. They brought him before Pilate and before Herod. Why would these people want Jesus to be crucified? In order to understand what was going on here, let's go back in time. 537 BC, King Cyrus of Persia allowed the people of Judah, the Jewish people, to return from the 70 years of Babylonian captivity. Now, the Persians were a little tolerant towards the Jews compared to the Assyrians and the Babylonians. And so King Cyrus helped them rebuild their own country. Although they were still under the administration of the Persians, but the Persians helped them to rebuild the temple. In fact, if you read the book of Nehemiah, that King Cyrus commissioned Nehemiah to help them rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. So the Persians were friendly towards the Jews. And you might ask yourself, why is Iran today mortal enemy of Israel? That's politics. Because for more than 1,000 years, the Persians were friends of the Jewish people. And so for 200 years, the Jewish people, the people of Judah, enjoyed peace and prosperity under the protection of the Persians. But in 336 BC, Alexander the Great started conquering the neighboring countries and nations, and he conquered Persia. So the protector of the Jewish people, which is Persia, was now defeated by Alexander the Great and the Greek armies. And the Greeks were hostile. They did not treat the Jews like the Persians. They trampled on the Jews, and hundreds of thousands of them died under the Greek domination. In fact, it was during the Greek domination that the temple in Jerusalem was defiled, because the Greeks did not believe in God and they offered pigs in the temple. Can you imagine that? And so the Jewish people, after 200 years of peace and prosperity, now were under the subjugation and the domination of the Greeks. When Alexander the Great died, he was succeeded by his generals, and one of those generals was Seleucus Nicator, and he controlled Turkey, Syria, Babylonia, Persia, Lebanon, Judea, Samaria, and Galilee. That's how powerful the Seleucids. If you want to read some more about them, the encyclopedia can provide you with the extent of the power of the Seleucids. And they dominated the people of Judah. For 200 years, the people of Judah suffered in the hands of the Greeks. And they were crying that somehow they would be liberated from this bondage, from this oppression. While the Greeks were dominating other countries, another power came into existence, and the Parthians. You can read also in the encyclopedia about the Parthians. They started fighting against the Greeks. And because of that, the power of the Greeks declined because of their constant warfare with the Parthians. And during this time, when the power of the Greeks declined, the people in Judah said, "This is now our opportunity to be set free from the domination of the Greeks." And in 167 BC, a priest by the name of Mattathias, you can read the history of this person in 1 Maccabees. I know that some of you would not want to read those books, but I read those books for historical purposes. And Mattathias, one of the priests, gathered around him other priests, their family members, and they revolted against the Greeks. And they were successful, especially his son, Judas Maccabeus. That's why they're called the Maccabees. And because they were successful in driving out the Greeks from Judea, they established their own kingdom, and that kingdom is called the Hasmonean Kingdom. Again, you can refer to the encyclopedia about the Hasmoneans. They established their own kingdom, the kingdom led by the priests. And they thought because they were successful against the Greeks, they thought that they were anointed to be the Messiah of the people of Israel. For 100 years, the Hasmoneans ruled over Judea. And the last was John Hyrcanus. But then, while the Hasmoneans were ruling Judea, there was another person with political ambitions, and his name was Herod. Herod was not a Jew. His parents were Arabs, Edomites, but he was converted to Judaism because throughout the centuries, there were people who were converted, although they did not have the blood of Abraham in them. And this Herod was so ambitious that he wanted to be king of Judea. Now, the Hasmoneans were ruling Judea, and here is Herod wanting to take the throne for himself. And he was a very smart person. He knew that the Roman Empire is now a rising power, so he went to Rome and he gave money to the Roman authorities so that he would be granted the authority to rule in Judea. And so there was a civil war between the Hasmoneans and Herod. Thousands of Jews died in that civil war, and Herod emerged victorious because he was supported by the Roman Empire. And the Hasmoneans were very frustrated because they ruled for 100 years. Now that throne was taken from them, Herod now became the king of Judea. And what is left of the Hasmoneans is the temple, because they were priests. And because they were priests, in the history of the people of Israel, only the descendants of King David have legal rights to the throne, not the priests. And so they were trying to regain their forces. They hated Herod. But Herod was there because he was favored by the Roman Empire. But then later on, Herod the Great died. After Jesus was born, Jesus was brought to Egypt. And while Jesus was in Egypt, Herod the Great died. And he was succeeded by his sons. And one of his sons, Archelaus, ruled over Judea. The other Herod, Herod Antipas, ruled over Galilee. And that was the Herod that we are talking right now. But Archelaus was a violent man. He killed so many people. And when he killed so many people in Judea, the people in Judea appealed to the Romans. Tulungan niyo kami. Here is a madman who is killing us. And so the Romans entered, removed Archelaus as king of the Jews, and installed their own governor, Pontius Pilate. Kaya galit na galit ang Hasmoneans sa Romans because the Romans took away the throne from them and the Romans now ruling Judea. But at the same time, the Hasmoneans said, may pag-asa tayo. Wala na si Herod. Wala na ang kanyang anak. We might be able to return to power because for 100 years they were there, they were removed, and in politics, pag natalo ka, you try again, you might be able to regain your power. And so these Hasmoneans wanted to take advantage of the situation, but they had a problem. Someone was going around and the people recognized him as the son of David. Even a blind man, Bartimaeus, when Jesus was walking down the streets, this blind man heard about Jesus. And what did he do? He shouted at the top of his voice, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And that was a very dangerous statement. Because here is a group of people who thought that they have the authority to rule over the Jewish people. But if someone is going around with the title, Son of David, that person is very dangerous. He must be removed. He must be eliminated. Because we cannot return to power. The priests knew the truth. Priests were not authorized to become kings. Only the descendants of David are legal heirs to the throne. Have you ever experienced riding a plane? And you are given a boarding pass 15B, which means 15A is near the window and 15C is the aisle seat. I do not like 15B. Kayo, gusto nyo 15B? I like 15A or 15C. So when I arrive, I know that my boarding pass says 15B. But when I arrive, 15C is vacant. And I like that seat. And since nobody is occupying it, I sat on it. And kung kayo yon, meron kayong prayer. Sana hindi siya darating. And if you waited and waited, kinakabahan ka, ang prayer mo, Lord, sana matraffic siya. Sana masiraan yung kanyang sasakyan. Because I am now comfortable sitting on his seat. I know the truth. The truth says on my boarding pass, it's 15B, not 15C. But I like it here. And that was the situation of the Jewish authorities at that time. Because they thought that they were there for 100 years, that they were authorized and anointed by God to be the kings of the Jews. But here is Jesus. Jesus is going around and people recognize him as the son of David. And he is the son of David, then he is the legal heir to the throne. When we are confronted with the truth, how do we respond to it? Do we accept the truth? Kung tayo yung nakaupo sa 15C at dumating yung may-ari ng upuan, can we say, sa iyo tong upuan na ito, standby lang man ako dito. Sa'yo na. That is one response. If you realize the truth that the seat is not yours, but the Jewish authorities responded by opposing the truth. And when they opposed the truth, they fabricated lies. They accused Jesus of inciting people to rebellion. And they said, Pilate, this man told us not to pay taxes to the Roman government. But it was clear that Jesus said, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. Jesus never told anyone not to pay taxes to the Roman government. So it was a lie. And they said he was leading a rebellion. And Pilate looked at Jesus, wala ngang knife. He did not even have a weapon. He did not have an army. He did not have a throne. He did not have a crown. How can this person lead a rebellion? And so Pilate said, I do not find this person guilty of any of your charges. Because Roman law, we have copied a lot from Roman law. And Roman law says, nobody goes to prison because of what he says. You go to prison because of what you do. Pilate said, I don't see him guilty. But people, when they are confronted with the truth, they either oppose the truth, or they are like Herod who wanted to cover up the truth. Or they are like Pilate who knew the truth but ignored it because Jesus was a big risk to his political interest. Three political powers wanted to cover up the truth, to ignore the truth, and oppose the truth. But eventually, the truth prevailed and triumphed. Because if you look at history, the Hasmoneans, the priests who wanted to return to power, did not succeed. Because in 70 AD, the Roman Empire entered the entire area, Judea and Galilee, and remove all the Jews and scattered them all over. No Jews remained in Judea and Galilee at that time, including the Herodians and the Hasmoneans. They were removed. And Pilate, what happened to him? Because he ignored the truth. Years after the Jewish people were removed from Judea and Galilee, the Samaritans, do not forget the Samaritans because they were still there. The Samaritans thought, wala na ang mga Hudyo. We can now take their territories. And the Roman Empire said no. They sent Pilate to Samaria to deal with the Samaritans. But in his anger, he massacred thousands of Samaritans on Mount Gerizim, men, women, children. And he was recalled to Rome by the emperor. And on his way to Rome, he disappeared. In fact, there were rumors that Pilate committed suicide. The Jewish authorities, Herod, Pilate, they were all gone. But Jesus remained because he is the truth. You can live a lie. Lies may be successful for a while, but truth will remain forever. May God bless you.